Here's Megan with your latest headlines.
On campus
and online,
this is URN. The Pulse.
In campus news, voting for the Students' Union referendum on marking boycotts opened this morning. Adam BK explained exactly what the referendum was about to us when we spoke to him this morning.
The motion is proposing that the union take a stance against marking boycotts by lecturers and by certain members of academic staff who are part of the UCU, who have in the past and may in the future propose marking boycotts as a way of protesting about pay.
Voting for the referendum closes next Monday, and you can hear all about it on The Pulse later today from 5. Tonight sees the return of Carnival's legendary seven-legged bar crawl around Nottingham. Carney have extended the sign-up multiple times to attempt to break the Guinness World Record for Europe's largest bar crawl. The President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, has said on Sunday that the UK would have zero influence if it decided to quit the EU. He also stated that the Prime Minister's idea of curbing EU immigration could actually be illegal. Downing Street has rejected this criticism and said that Barroso is under no illusion that the status quo is not acceptable in Britain. In Kobane, US military aircraft have dropped weapons, ammunition and medical supplies to Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants. The airstrikes from the US have managed to push the IS back to the Turkish border and enable continued resistance against the IS in Syria. Actress Lisa Bellingham has died from colon cancer at the age of 66. She is best known for her role as the mother on the OXO adverts, as well as being on the panel of Loose Women in recent years. Andy Murray has won the Vienna Open after beating Spaniard David Ferrer. This means that Scott has moved on in the race to qualify for the World Tour Finals. The weather today will be generally cloudy with a few spots of sunshine. It's going to be a breezy day with temperatures slightly above normal for this time of year. That's all for the news that matters for you here on URN.